This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Wangal people
and the Yagara Turrbal peoples.
This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Strap in. Buckle up. It's story time, folks. This is Australianorama.
Warning, this episode has some swear words in it.
And bonnets. Ah. Not car bonnets. No. The head bonnet.
Stern ladies.
The stern bonnets. Spooky bonnet.
All right. Hello, Maddie.
Good day to you, Jessica. I want to say good morning, and then I realise people listen to podcasts whenever the hell they want. So good day.
It's true. They do.
Yeah.
Maddie... How was your night yesterday?
Oh, one for the history books, my friend. Barty party at my place. We did pop some champagne onto the balcony in view of Suncorp Stadium to honour her Queensland roots. But yeah, the cork, as I sent Jess a video, it took like 5 attempts to get out. So that was quite a funny moment. But
it's very funny.
Ash Barty, absolute dead set legend. I don't think anyone will argue with us. Very stoked. Yeah.
Ash Barty, Australian tennis player. She won the Australian Open, just if anyone missed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. It's all over the news. And yeah, so that's good. That's exciting. That's where we're at.
If my voice breaks at some point, it's because I was yelling a lot last night. I was getting quite passionate at the television.
Because you'd be tense when you're yelling too, because you're too excited.
Yeah, so, I know through witness observation that I stand up and I tense all my muscles like a Hulk. It's like a Hulk smash, like, so, you know, I had a good workout while we were watching the game. Oh, dear.
Well, I was going to say on that note, but not on that note, on a note, because the other day I never have cash, but I did have cash. I had a $20 note, and I was looking at it, and I was looking at the little lady in like a bonnet on it, and I was like, who the fuck is that, you know?
Who the fuck are you?
Who on God's green earth is on the money? So I thought that I would look it up, and that'll be the episode. So I'm going to tell you all about the people on the money.
I'm excited. This is a good little, like, a little bit of trivia that you can whip out every now and then. You know how when someone's like, oh, who the hell's on the $50 on the pineapple? You can actually, listening now, in the future, you'll be able to be like, it's so-and-so, and that's why they're important. And people will be like,
oh, exactly.
You're quite smart, aren't you? So you're welcome.
It's good you bring up trivia because I thought we would do it in that way.
Oh,
that would be
no.
the format in which I'm going to ask you.
I don't know any. I don't know.
That's what we'll see. I have the answers, obviously, so we can quickly move to the answers if you don't
me
know.
Looking like a fool, all of you will look excellent in the future.
Yeah. But before we get into that, I think we'll just have a talk more generally about decimal currency, just so I can play the little jingle for when they changed. So in the 60s, up until 1966, there were like pounds and shillings and pence. And then in 1966, they started to introduce decimal currency. And there's the ads are really cute and the song is really catchy. And I remembered that there was a song because I thought I've talked to my mum about it at some point. And she's like, oh, yeah, in the 14th of February, 1966. Da, 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 da. And
I was
like,
yep.
In come the dollars, in come the cents, to replace the pounds and the shillings and the pence. Be prepared, folks, when the coins begin to mix on the 14th of February, 1966.
Who are you?
I'm Dollar Bill, and I've come to tell everyone that decimal currency will be here from the 14th of February, 1966.
Sounds a bit like Click Go the Shears, boys, but not quite. Yeah, and there's all the, there were all these ads about, like, it's really confusing to do maths in pounds and shillings and pence.
It was a ludicrous, chaotic situation.
Mm. Yeah, and they're like 95% of the world uses decimal currency. New Zealand will change next year. That's why we're changing. Blah, blah, blah. It's just England.
Wild.
Yeah, so they changed. And initially we had paper banknotes, and we did have like $1 and $2 notes. Mm-hmm. They were eventually coins. But then in the 80s, they started making like polymer banknotes. And so Australia's the first place to have the polymer ones. And
still some countries refuse.
Yeah, some countries still have like paper. And it's like, if your money can just get damp. But the polymer ones were only, like, the first one was in like 88. It was like a commemorative $10. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they gradually introduced them in the 90s. Like, we still had paper money when I was a baby.
Yeah. Well, the US didn't realize still does, that. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But it was like by, I think, 1995, all the polymer ones had been introduced.
Yep.
They're colorful. They're pretty. They can go through the wash. And that's great. And we also have coins. So the coins that we have, for the most part, they follow a format, which is the queen is on the head, queen is on heads, and on the other side, there's like some kind of flora or fauna, except for the $2 coin, which we'll get to. Mm-hmm. So the 1 cent and the 2 cent, which don't exist, actually have really good designs. Like, one has like a feather tail glider, the one cent, so it's like a sugar glider. And then the 2 cent has a frill neck lizard.
Oh, I remember
so
that.
So they, they look really good. They wasted some good designs on the coins that were phased out in 1991.
Bring them back just for a laugh. I don't know.
Yeah. Just like everyone now has to, no more rounding up or down. We're bringing back.
Yeah.
The coins. So the 5 cent is small and it has an echidna on it.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, a monotreme. So it's a egg-laying marsupial, I think, or mammal.
I was about to say same.
It's not a marsupial. No. It's an egg-laying mammal, a monotreme. Yeah. The 10 cent has the superb lyrebird.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, and then the only other monotreme in the world is on the 20 cent. It's the platypus.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And they often do like commemorative issues of coins that have something different on it. So sometimes you get a different coin. And then the 50 cent has the coat of arms. So it's, you know, kangaroo, emu.
And the 50 crest. Cent has a bold energy too.
Mm. Like, which I can tell you why. Big.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, because she's big and she's a dodecahedron. Mm-hmm. She's not round. Because initially they were like the same, they were round, they're the same size as a 20 cent.
Yeah.
They're originally like actually cast in like silver, like they were 80% silver. But then like prices changed. So now they're copper and nickel.
Yeah.
But yeah, they used to be round and people were like, this is confusing. This looks the same as the 20 cent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went with the slightly bigger and the angles, dodecahedron.
And honestly, as someone who's like tried to navigate money in other countries, can attest to our coins being like some of the more easy to navigate.
Yeah.
Like, as far as just like the sizes and the shapes are very clearly distinct. The weights are very clearly distinct.
Mm.
Whereas, power to you if you're in the States and you're trying to discern the difference between a dime and a nickel and, you know. Because also, like, sometimes the coins don't even have the number on it. It's like, I can't. Nah.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas this, like, because it was all very intentional that they are, like, distinguishable because it is, like, a young currency, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
And so those are the silver coins that are not made of silver anymore, but they are silver coloured.
Mm-hmm.
And then gold coins, which are also not made of gold, but they are gold in colour, is the $1, which has 5 kangaroos on it, specifically 5.
Mm-hmm. Squad.
Yeah. And then the $2 coin, which is like smaller than the one, but it's heavier, it has what is meant to be like an archetype of an Aboriginal elder and the Southern Cross.
Yeah.
So it's a like a striking image.
Yeah.
But it's just because there's a real history in Australia and a present in Australia of horrible colonialism and Aboriginal people being classed as flora and fauna. And it's still that way on our coins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked it up and it's like, because it's a, the drawing that it's taken from is by someone called like Ainsley Roberts. And it was of an Aboriginal man. He was known by the nickname 1 Pound Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And he's, because he was the first Aboriginal person on a stamp. There's a, like a picture of him that was on like magazines. So, and like, you'd know the images if you saw them, but like, 'cause he's just like this really good looking man and that's why they were taking photos of him. But yeah, so this is inspired by some of his features, but it's also not of him. It's intentionally vague. It's like a stereotype or an archetype of an Aboriginal elder. That's how it's meant to be.
And it's within the context of flora and fauna on all the other coins.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They started making those $2 coins in 1988. I think he used to be on one of the notes as well, in a potentially in a different drawing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they added the $1 and the $2. $1 in 1984 and the $2 in 1988. And yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that it's just like, it still is there. It's obviously not the biggest issue that we face, but it's like just...
Yeah, we could fix
it. It's on... Yeah, and because it's just like a symbol. It's on the money and no one bats an eye, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, that could be different. And the coins, other than that, there's, yeah, lots of different commemorative editions. They do a lot on the $2. Like, there's all, like, the Possum Magic. There were Mr. Squiggle.
Mm-hmm. Banana like, pajamas.
On the 20 cent or the 50 cents, there was like a Princess Diana and Charles when they got married, which is like hideous. And same for like William and Kate. Theirs is haunting. I don't think they made too many of them. Like so bad. But yeah, our money, like it is nice. It feels nice. We could do a bit of an edit on the two maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, notes.
I'm ready.
Maddie Nixon. Okay, yep. So the $5 note.
I know this color one.
What colour is that?
Pink.
Yeah. Who's on it?
Queen.
Mm-hmm. What's on the other side?
Couldn't tell you.
It's... Okay. So... okay, so in the moment in circulation, there's like the two... kind of series of notes. Although technically any Australian current note ever issued is still legal tender.
Well, that's wild. Including the paper ones.
Yeah, if you've still got them, but you have to like take them to a bank or the Reserve Bank to trade them in.
Oh.
But it'd be worth checking online if you can sell them for more.
Yeah, you heard it here first, everybody.
Mm. Yeah, but they... So there are new bank notes, which I'll just run through quickly because they all have the same... color scheme and the same like subjects.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like a different design, and they also have a tactile feature for like if you're visually impaired, which is cool.
When this happened,
other than that, they're much uglier than the 90s ones, because the 90s ones, they're kind of like a really cohesive design.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite beautiful. The new ones, it's just chaos. There's a lot of stuff just chucked on there that doesn't speak to each other. So they're pretty fun, like they're really bright and fun, but chaotic. But on both versions, on the back is Parliament House.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's like that's a couple right. different angles.
And can't you fold it a particular way and it like looks like something stupid? Is that right? I feel like
maybe
that's a thing. Let's do a quick fact check.
And all the new ones, they each have a different type of wattle on it.
Mm-hmm.
The queen was always kind of hanging out with some gum leaves, like some eucalyptus.
I'm not going to say what it looks like. If you all want to Google what folding a $5 note can appear, I'm not going to say it on this podcast. I don't censor myself very often, but this is what I'm not going to say.
Can you tell me off the air and I won't put it in?
Let's just say it's phallic in nature.
Yeah. Or we can say that makes the queen look like a whale doing something. We can say that.
If you fold, I've done a fact check. It's not ABC fact check, but I've done a quick Google. And if you fold the $5 note, it does make the queen look like she's doing a particular activity, which I won't describe. I don't know, maybe have a play at home, have a little Google yourself and you'll find out.
See what you can find out.
Yeah, that's your homework, everyone.
All right, well, that's the five. Okay, $10. What colour is it?
Blue.
Yeah, blue with some like green and gold colouring, but it's blue. And who have we got?
No clue. Couldn't tell you.
None at all?
No, honestly, all of the notes are just blank in my mind.
Do you know what they look like? Do you picture anything on them?
I picture blue and I picture wattle and I picture, like, there's always a person. I have a good idea for the 50, but other than that,
okay.
No.
All right, well, maybe I'll give you some clue, because there's one person on each side.
The queen.
The blue one, there's a man in a hat. It's not the queen. Man in a hat. There's some horses.
Uh-huh.
Person on a horse.
Is it a Stockman?
It's a person.
Is it a...
I mean, it is a Stockman in the drawing.
Yep.
It is Banjo Patterson.
Ah, yeah.
A.B. Banjo Patterson.
B.P.
Andrew Barton Banjo Patterson.
Yeah.
That is his full name.
A.B.B.P.
He wrote poems and ballads. Mm-hmm. Waltzing Matilda, Man from Snowy River. Mm-hmm. That sort of bizzo.
Yeah. Loves a good bush poem.
Yeah. All of the people on the money, like, I'm not going to do a big rundown of them because we'd be here for a year. They've all got a whole episode in them.
Yes.
But yeah, Man from Snowy River. And the new one, like, it has, like, you know, like the micro text on it, like tiny writing of Man from Snowy River. Micro print as an excerpt. And there's a lady on the other side. The original, like the paper notes, they, like, things got changed in the 90s because there was like one lady and no Aboriginal people except for on the coin. So there are women on the money. And this lady, she looks very stern, and there's someone stern behind her. I wonder who that is. I didn't find that out. But it's Dame Mary Gilmore.
Ah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, she was essentially like a social campaigner and reformer. Like, she won votes for women, things for like a pension for the elderly and for disability, child welfare, like improved, like things for like returned service people and the poor and Aboriginal people. And she was a teacher and she wrote things under pseudonyms, but also a poet, because they're all bloody poets.
I mean.
In this time and on the money.
You would have to be. You didn't have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
That's true. Right.
Play with your hoop and stick.
Poetry. Yeah, so hers says there's like micro print of one of her poems as well. No foe shall gather our harvest. Why not? It does not. I did not find out who the person that's in the portrait behind her is. Anyway, it's not on the new version, so I don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Okay, so the 20, which is what sparked this episode.
The iconic $20 note.
What colour is it?
Orange.
Yep. Who's on there?
It is a man.
Well, there's one on each side.
Okay, on one side, is there a plane?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's all I know.
Okay, well, on the plane side is Reverend John Flynn.
Yeah.
So it's a man with round glasses, and there is a plane, and like a on the old one at least, kind of. Like it looks like something from like a science textbook as well. And there's also a man on a camel. But yeah, John Flynn pioneered what's now the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And it was like the first flying medical service, the first one. Yeah, so that's his big thing, which I think one day there'll be an episode, maybe one that Maddie wants to
do. Oh, yeah, that's
I feel like you've talked
that's
about there. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, this cranky-looking lady in a bonnet who... In the new design, it's a different drawing of her, but she's still in the bonnet. She doesn't look impressed. Her name is Mary Reby, and I've never heard of her at all.
I don't know what her story is.
She was a convict, so she...
Naturally.
Like, as a teenager in England, she was like a house servant of some kind. She dressed up as a boy. She stole a horse. She was
just exploring herself.
Yeah. So she was sent to Australia, mm-hmm. And she became like a big businesswoman. Like, she had like a shipping situation. Like, and. You know, later on when she had money, she did lots of, like, charitable work and stuff. And, yeah, so she had ships. She owned and ended up, like, owning ships and buildings and stuff. And yeah. That's why on the note there's this stern lady with a ship and a building.
She was a hashtag girl boss, as yeah. the Instagram people would say.
Mm.
The original influencer.
100. Yeah.
Fire emoji, fire emoji. Yeah. Dancing girl emoji.
It's even funny if you're, like, looking at the picture. She's not impressed. She would hate it. Mary Reby would absolutely hate.
Yeah, she just wants to do her convict grind, eat her gruel, and steal some land, probably.
Just to start a successful business. Import, export, you know. All right, so we've reached the 50. The pineapple. Mm. It's called that because it's yellow.
Yeah. It's an odd yellow, but yes.
Yeah, and because it's kind of got other... yellow. And there are other tones through it. It's especially the new one has the tones of a roll-up, the one that's like yellow, red and green, but like a pastel version of that.
Hello.
It kind of flows through, but it's still mostly yellow. Yeah, and the old one has those kind of tones as well. But, so there's a person on each side. Uh-huh. Who are they?
I know on one side it is an mm-hmm. Indigenous man whose first name is David and second name, is it Unipon? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, because I checked it. Unipon. Yeah.
And he was an inventor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
He's so cool. He was, like, some people called him, like, the Australia's Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, yeah.
Yeah, because he was the first Aboriginal person to have, like, writing published. Because mm-hmm. He was, like, writing articles and in, like newspapers and magazines, and he wrote a book. Some of his inventions include, a hand tool for sheep shearing, mm-hmm. which is also on the banknote. And, like, that was a big innovation because he was interested in, like, perpetual motion. As was Da Vinci anyway. And, like, that's still a thing in science.
In the world.
Yeah. It still exists, perpetual motion.
Yeah, she's still kicking around and she won't stop because she's perpetual.
Yeah. So, David. David Unipont. We'll definitely do a whole episode on him. He's so interesting because he's a near injury man. And he was like a preacher as well sometimes, but mostly about his inventions. Yeah, and as early as 1914, he had helicopter ideas.
That's cool.
Yeah, he just kind of, obviously didn't make one, but he had anticipated that. Yeah, so some other of his inventions are centrifugal motor, whatever mm-hmm. that is. A mechanical propulsion device and a multi-radial wheel. But yeah, he couldn't get financial backing to make most of these things. But yeah, he was all about promoting his scientific ideas.
The irony really of him cool. not getting financial backing and then being on the pineapple.
Yeah. One of the bigger notes. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll do a whole episode on him because he's real cool. And then, do you know who's on the other side?
No. Nah.
It's another lady.
Couldn't tell you.
It is.
Is it me?
Edith
is it
Cowan.
Ah, yes.
Imagine, Edith. Like, surprise, on the new one, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edith Cowan. She was the first female member of the Australian Parliament.
Yeah.
That's
I
her
did
big thing.
Actually
she was a
know
social
that.
Worker
it was
too.
Buried back in the back of my mind, and I was reminded of it recently because they did a skit on Mad as Hell about it. It's like where they do the fake ABC ads, and she's like, she's got this terrible like Screen Australia origin story, and then someone actually yells out of a car like, "Maybe one day you'll be on a $50 note." yes, but that exited my brain. Yeah, first
because
yeah.
there's a university. She's from Western Australia, so there's Edith Cowan Uni. Yeah, and so she founded the Women's Service Guild, and she was involved with the Children's Protection Society and establishing the Children's Court. So she did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's a very busy lady.
She looks really miserable on the note.
I think you would. if you were the first woman in Parliament, you would be bloody miserable.
It does make sense. Check
and she
out.
Got there through a series of blunders as well, not on her behalf. And like when the women got the vote, they accidentally also made it possible for women to stand to Parliament. And it wasn't meant to happen that way. People actually put that in the bill to prevent women from getting the vote. So they were like, no one will vote for this if it also gives them the power to run. And then they voted for it. And so Australia, well, South Australia came like the first place in the world where in Western society that women could run for parliament. And and so far we have come, right? Absolute They're parity all... in parliament now.
Yeah, and everyone's just really happy.
All of those really awesome female prime ministers we've had. And it's just so chill, so good, you know.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's been nice.
Do you think people would attack her for not smiling on the banknote? Do you think that's
probably
disrespectful? Honestly, if she can't smile, she shouldn't even show up. She shouldn't even be on the banknote, just saying. that was a Bill Shorten zinger TM for you there.
That's very good.
Oh, dear.
All right, so we've reached the final note. I don't see these very often.
I don't think I've ever seen one. I think I saw one once. I think an uncle maybe like had one and was like, guess what I have? And it was like, well, you're not spending it. It's just sitting in your wallet.
Well, sometimes like when I've worked in like retail and stuff, like selling things to older ladies and they'll just open their wallet and it's just like, are you kidding? It's just hundreds.
Bills on bills on bills.
Yeah. I'm like, they just don't put things in the bank. But yeah, so this is the 100.
Yeah.
What color is that?
Is she like a green?
She's green. Uh-huh. She's got like yellowy orangey, you know, highlights, but she's green.
Don't we all? Oh, no, wait. I just have scurvy. Kidding, I don't. Just in case you're worried.
I'm not concerned, but
our listeners can't see
maybe
my
our
face,
listeners.
So.
That's true. Maddie is just fine. All right. Well, who's on this? Do you know?
Nah. Is it someone expensive? Is it someone who's 100? Is it a tortoise? Is it the tortoise that lived at Australia Zoo for over 100 years, Harriet?
That would be good. that would be great, actually. But it is not that. It is someone fancy. It's Dame Nellie Melba.
Oh, hello. Doll.
Internationally renowned soprano. She's an opera singer. Yeah, did a bunch of charity work and stuff, but yeah, she was an opera singer.
Interesting choice. Lots of arts and literature represented on the notes. Interesting.
Yeah, cool, because it's been like this for ages. But yeah, fancy opera lady. And then on the other side's Sir John Monash. Has a university named after him. But yeah, he was like a soldier and an engineer, first World War. And then like when he came back, the head of Victoria's State Electricity Commission and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's been a couple of different like special issue ones. Like there is a different $5 that was run in 2001. So Henry Parkes was on it. Because I remember getting these notes because he had like a big bushy beard and big hair like Santa. Yeah. And he was a politician as well. People called him the father of federation. He was big in that. And then the lady on the other side, who again, another stern lady, another bonnet, Catherine Helen Spence. She was first wave feminist, really big. People called her the grand old woman of Australia. rights for women, the child grand welfare. Old
woman.
Yeah. She wanted a more democratic electoral system. She was a journalist, social and political reformer, novelist, and feminist.
Could you imagine if like today's feminists were rocking bonnets and running like wild?
Mm.
I reckon we could bring it back.
Yeah.
I would look like a baby.
Mm,
just a literal baby.
But yeah, she published a book, The Laws We Live Under, and it's a textbook like for the South Australian Education Department, like, and it just outlined citizens' rights and responsibility, and like that was a big deal. And she was the vice president of the Women's Suffrage League in 1891.
Mm-hmm.
So don't mess with Catherine Helen.
The old woman of Australia's old lady, whatever it is.
Yeah, the grand old woman of Australia.
Who lived in a boot.
Yeah, she does look like she would live in a shoe. So it's all like... they're older figures. Interesting choices. The paper money, which they eventually, like, obviously they phased it out. It is all dudes except for the Queen, who was on the $1 note. And on the $5 note, there was Caroline Chisholm, who improved conditions for immigrants and, like, just for finding work and shelter for girls and... bringing people to Australia.
So it's gotten better.
Is dudes.
But I reckon we could do a refresh, hey? Like, I totally think
because they've...
it's due for a refresh.
They refreshed the, like, the design of them.
Yeah.
Like, the most recent ones, like, the new 100 came out in, like, 2020. So, like, they've done the redesign. They just haven't changed anything.
Yeah. So they won't be redesigned for a while because they've done it recently.
No.
But I reckon we could have shaken it up a bit more.
Yeah, and because I don't think they're going to, phase out money completely. Because people still do need cash.
We're all trading non-fungible tokens of bullshit memes.
I still don't even know what they are.
Don't try. Just don't try.
So that's everyone. Do you remember who's on the 20?
Nah. It's orange, and was it Mr. Flying Doctor?
I have to consult my notes.
Oh, my God.
No, it is. Flying Doctor and Mary Reby.
Yeah.
Stole a horse.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Look, information in, information out. I do think that it's interesting that... there is a high representation of arts and literature on these banknotes when, the current funding situation around arts and literature at the moment exists. But also that, it was Harold Holt that saw, Prime Minister famously walk into the ocean, never returned, that saw us turn to this decimal currency system. He didn't start it, but he was the Prime Minister who was there when it happened.
Because they mentioned Menzies in the ads.
Yeah. So it was Menzies and then... And also he started the Australia Council as well. So like he has this, you know, and I know that these figures that are on the notes now are not the figures that were around when he was around, but just this interesting co-legacy of these two things that he had a hand in. That
yeah, because the ones that are on there now were the ones that introduced in the 90s, but so that's like in consultation for ages,
yeah,
like
exactly.
All through the 80s, so he wasn't deciding there, who they're going to put there.
But I just think it's an interesting correlation that this person who funded, you know, the national, like he started the national funding program for the arts and also was there for the rollout of the decimal currency system, and that, you know, our banknotes now, years later, actually like celebrate arts and literature, you know, historical, mostly Western, you know, like the colonized arts and literature of Australia. Just an interesting little, you know, timeline crossover. Yeah.
A bit of like science and feminism and the arts and all things that you can't get money for.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the irony, right? Being like, we're on this note, but can't get funding.
Yeah.
Well,
good luck publishing a poem for any money. Or getting money for a cool invention.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it is so literally my job. So, like, you know. But here we are.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've done this research, but I'm not going to remember this.
Yeah.
I don't remember it now.
I said at the beginning about it being fun trivia. That's a lie. I think if someone presented me a note and I saw the stimuli, I'd be able to hopefully go, oh, I think that's so-and-so who did this thing.
Yeah. Well, they have their names written on them now. Oh, the great. Original, like, polymer ones, they didn't have the names. Like, they added the names sometime in the 90s for this reason, I think.
Yeah.
But there's, like, there's clues, like, all the, especially in the new ones, just, like, the disjointed, like, pictures of the different things that they did.
Yeah, it's
so
like...
you can look at it.
It's almost like an oversaturated PowerPoint, some of them.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you really went hard on the clip art here.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It is good that they're more accessible, but, yeah, wild.
Yeah. And because they kept, you know, like, the colours and the people partly so people wouldn't get confused.
Yeah.
They could have just kept the colours.
I honestly think the colour and changed the number, people would have been fine.
Yeah. I agree.
Like they like
people don't know who the people are.
No, they like to shake up the gold coins enough that we've been fine. I have never looked at a coin with the bananas and pyjamas on it and been like, well, I don't know which coin this is. It's two bananas, you know, like...
There's always still a one on it, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Anyway, so or a two. My sources for this were the Reserve Bank of Australia, the Royal Australian Mint, the New South Wales Aboriginal Education Consultative Group, and Wikipedia.
Classic. Well, we've got a very special epi coming up, everybody. So our next episode will be released on the 14th of February, famously known as Valentine's Day, also famously known as the day James Cook probably died. So I'm going to do James Cook.
Suck it.
Strap in. Yeah, I know. He probably doesn't want to, you know, like celebrate the subject on that day, but I'm going to do it. So
yeah, I think that's the best day for it.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
So join us for that in 2 weeks. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at Australianorama. I believe Maddie's made a TikTok, which we'll start posting. Is that the same handle?
Yes, we have made a TikTok account. Same handle. We'll be publishing stuff on there soon. We're just lining that up all now. But if you want to get in early so that you see our first post, come and join us. Yeah. We will have, you know, all of the coolest memes. We'll be able to, like, do little videos of our faces being like, this is us recording, blah, 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 blah. And we're hoping that it's an opportunity for us to kind of tap in with, you know, all of the stuff that happens in so-called Australia. All of the cooked stuff that's happening just on a weekly basis. We can, like, do a little video and, like, share a little thing. So
we're 100 years old.
Yeah.
But we will learn about the TikTok.
Yeah, Jess and I will do some rigorous training
I'll ask a teenager. Yeah. Help. otherwise, see you, or you'll hear us in 2 weeks.
Yeah. See you there. Hear you. Hear us there.
Mm.
This is a terrible outro. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
In come the dollars and in come the cents to replace the pounds and the shillings and the pence. Be prepared, folks, when the coins begin to mix on the 14th of February 1966. Clink go the cents, folks, clink, clink, clink. Change over day is closer than you think. Learn the value of the coins and the way that they appear, and things will be much smoother when the decimal point is here. In come the dollars and in come the cents to replace the pounds and the shillings and the pence. Be prepared, folks, when the coins begin to mix on the 14th of February 1966.